This is the DX Audio Service for July 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, on this particular edition, we'd like your input as to the quality of the DX Audio Service. Now, we're not talking about the content nor the features which we run here on the audio service. However, we do like to know your feelings as to how we are doing or how we are not doing on the audio service. On this particular edition, we're talking about the technical quality of your cassettes. If you subscribe via the keep the cassette method, if you could pull out your January to March editions of the DX Audio Service and play it back, just kind of listen to them, and then play back this edition, let us know if there's any noticeable difference. We change vendors of tape, which we load into the cassettes, and it seems that this particular style of tape gets a little bit hotter signal on the tape and a little bit clearer. But again, it depends upon the membership. You know, if it doesn't play back worth a darn on your end, I guess we didn't really increase the quality, did we? So let us know if there's any better quality to your cassettes. And if it does turn out that way, then we'll just stay with this particular brand of tape and give you a little bit better quality. Also, this brings to mind one other thing, that if you do happen to get a bum tape from time to time, sometimes the duplicator does strange things, like not record the second side of the cassette. We've even had one tape where it recorded about the first, 30 minutes of the cassette, and then stopped completely, left the rest of the tape blank. If you get a bum tape for any reason, be sure to send it back to us right away, and we'll copy it as soon as possible and send it right back out to you. And of course, if you subscribe via the keep the cassette method, it's very imperative that you send that tape back real fast and not wait till the last minute. Please be sure on any cassette which you send to us that if it is a bad tape, indicate right on the front, somewhere like underneath the address, bad tape enclosed, or something like that, so we know that it's not just being, you know, returned for the next month's edition. And the same goes for any tapes which you're sending with features or stories or anything. You might want to put right below the address something like story enclosed or article enclosed, or something which will tip us off here that there is something on the cassette. Otherwise, when cassettes are returned, we just bulk erase them off and put them in the bin for the next month. And always be sure you send all your tapes to the DX Audio Service at this address, the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, that's L-I-M-A, zip code is 45805-18-35. Please don't send any cassettes to the National Radio Club headquarters in Cambridge, because that delays everything about 2 weeks. Effective immediately, send your columns, articles, and newspaper clippings to Paul Swearingen if you'd like to contribute stuff to DX News Magazine. Paul's last name is spelled S-W-E-A-R-I-N-G-E-N, and his address is 3132 Southwest Irvingham, I-R-V-I-N-G-H-A-M Street in Topeka, Kansas. Zip code is 66605-2948. Paul has been appointed the new DX News Magazine editor, and he starts with the next issue of DX News Magazine. The National Radio Club headquarters will remain in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Only items that are to be included in DX News Magazine should be sent to Paul. All other day-to-day mail, inter-club correspondence, business press releases, etc., and new book announcements should be sent to the Cambridge, Wisconsin address. And of course, again, we'd like to remind you, send all your tapes to us here at the DX Audio Service in Lima, Ohio. How would you like some air checks of South African AM-FM stations? Two C90 cassettes are available. Tape number one contains national stations such as Radio South Africa, Radio 2000, Radio Allegro, etc., and regional stations. On tape number two, it's the ethnic stations such as Radio Zulu, Radio Exos, Radio Swazi, etc. Tapes are U.S. $7 each surface rate and U.S. $10 air rate, or both for $2, or make that $10 U.S. or $15 U.S. for airmail. Send to, and the gentleman's first name is spelled V-A-S-H-E-K. Last name is K-O-R-I-N-E-K. Post Office Box 910, Edenvale, E-D-E-N-V-A-L-E, 1610, South Africa. How would you like a copy of the Idaho Broadcasting Guide? Well, it's now available and is an updated and revised version of the 1986 edition. The guide contains everything you need to know on AM, FM, and TV stations for the state of Idaho. It's $3.50 postpaid for this publication. Checks or money orders should be made out to Frank Adden, A-D-E-N, Jr., and his address is 5147 Morris Hill, apartment 133, Boise, Idaho, 83706. The Receiver's Shopper's List, produced by Radio Netherlands, is available now. An excellent book, over 40 pages, and it's listing and describing all sorts of receivers worldwide. Advanced copies we have here did not include the cost, but you can get the information by writing to Receiver List, Attention, Jonathan Marks, English Section, Radio Netherlands, N-E-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D-S, Post Office Box 222, 1200, J as in John, G as in George, Hilversum, J-G-H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M, in the Netherlands. And be sure to tell Jonathan that you heard about this on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. Medium Wave Guide to Asia, Australia, and the Pacific is a book produced by the Australian Radio DX Club, and it's now available. 108 pages, spiral bound, reduced offset. Price within Australia is $15. For other countries, including the U.S. and Canada, $22 for airmail, $17 for C-mail. Payment should be made in Australian dollars. Checks should be drawn on Australian banks to yield the amount specified above. Payment can be via international money order or bank draft notes or IRCs. Exchange rates are $1 in Australian equals U.S. 70 cents to IRCs. Send your order with payment to the Australian Radio DX Club, Post Office Box 227, Box Hill, H-I-L, Victory, 3128, Australia. And from Joe Sorensen comes a report that KMAP 1370 is now urban contemporary, 5,000 watts, as of May the 2nd. 950 KKJO is no longer at Parallels FM. From Jim Brom comes, from Jim Brom, via Bill Hale, comes word that KVOS 890 in Laredo, Texas, is now on the air. And from Roger Windsor comes word that 910 WLLJ in Castopolis, Michigan, is now on the air with an oldies format. Okay, so I goofed. I should have put this one back when I was reading some of the other books. But here we have another publication. This one from the National Radio Club Publication Center. It's the FM Station Address Book. It's a brand new NRC publication, only $8.95. It's printed on 8.5 by 11 size pages, full-size type, three-hole punched, and it's listed by state and by city. To order your copy of the FM Station Address Book, mail $8.95 in check or money order to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661. The National Radio Club 1988 Convention will be planned for Labor Day weekend, September the 2nd through the 5th, at the Airport Midway Motor Lodge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, this is located right across the street from the General Mitchell International Airport at 5105 South Howell Avenue, conveniently accessed from I-94 using the airport exit. All hotel reservations must be made directly with the Midway Motor Lodge at area code 414-769-2100 to receive the special rate for the convention. Mention the NRC convention, and the rates are $52 for a single, $60 for a double. Each additional adult in the room is an additional $6 plus tax. Children under the age of 16 stay free in their parents' room, so Phil, it looks like you'll be bunking with Walker. Rollaway beds are available for a charge of $8 plus tax. There are a limited number of rooms available at the special rate, so reserve them as soon as possible and no later than August 2nd, 1988. After that day, they will accept reservations only if space is available. Group rates may not apply after the cutoff date or if the block is filled. There will be a limited number of poolside rooms available for a slightly higher rate if the block is full. There is 24-hour courtesy transportation between the lodge and the airport. Courtesy phones are located in the airport baggage area. Arrangements can be made with those traveling by train or bus to be picked up. Pre-registration for the 1988 National Radio Club Convention will be accepted now until August the 15th. Registration includes an all-you-can-eat Saturday banquet buffet, all-you-can-eat Sunday breakfast buffet, snacks, beer, and soda in the hospitality room. The hospitality room, otherwise known as the Aviator Room, will be the center of activity at the National Radio Club Convention. There are many sights to go see in Milwaukee and the surrounding area. There will be a Polish Fest. Good Lord, Phil, there's good things for you to do. And it will be the Summer Fest also on the grounds. And other possibilities exist for activities and happenings during the weekend. The registration fee is $34 per person payable to the National Radio Club. Please send your registrations to the National Radio Club 1988 Convention, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Prior to August the 15th, 1988, so we can finalize the banquet arrangements. Hope to see you there at the National Radio Club Convention, and of course, be sure to listen to 89.1 on your FM dial for news and information about the 1988 convention. Speaking about the convention, if you have any items which you'd like to donate to the auction, please be sure to get those items to Mike as soon as possible, care of the address we just read, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge. Mike is looking for anything that we can put up on the auction block and raise some money for the club. And, of course, that keeps the dues down. Good Lord, with the postal rates the way they just jumped up real quick, we can all use a little break now and then. And so far, we haven't had to raise the rates on any of the audio service, so hopefully I'll stay that way for a long time. But if you have any items that you'd like to donate to the auction, be it just bumper stickers, radios, maybe some old garbage, whatever, we've gotten some nice items from a lot of people, including Dario Monferrini of Milano, Italy. So if you have items that you'd like to donate to the auction, you can send them to the headquarters address. By the way, you can meet Dario from Milano. Yeah, according to a recent letter, Dario will be in the United States and will be attending the convention in Milwaukee. Here's an excellent opportunity to talk to Dario about Italian radio, and we certainly are looking forward to meeting him and talking with him at the 88 convention. Well, we're a little bit out of sync here with our columns on this edition of the audio service because of getting hosed up in the mail. So Jerry Starr will be on side two with a look at the AM switch column. However, we have Mr. State and City in the control room here, looking very stately behind his RCA DX77 microphone. And John, I really do like those city quizzes. And I was hoping that maybe you can come up with a city quiz for us for this edition of the DX audio service, and but make it a little bit harder, okay? I mean, some of us need a little brain twisting.
Oh, so you like the city quiz, huh, Fred? Okay, well, look, I'll give you another set of frequencies, and if we have any new subscribers that may not have caught on to this before, what I do is I don't do this at all. John S. Bowker takes care of this segment of the DX audio service. But I have a better microphone than he, so he said, go ahead, Dad, you do it. I'm going to read you five frequencies, And those frequencies are active in some city in the northern hemisphere, be it Canada or the United States. And these aren't all the frequencies. For instance, if I gave you five frequencies in the city of New York, you'd say, well, aren't there more than five stations in New York? And the answer is, of course there are. So here are five frequencies, and I'll give you a choice of three cities to pick from, and then we'll give you the answer in a few minutes. And to me, it'll be very clear. Look, here it is. 560, 740, 810, 680, and 1010. Now, there is some city in either the United States or Canada where those five frequencies are used, and the call sign is followed by the name of that city.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what is that city? And okay. I'll give you a choice of these three. It's either San Francisco.
Okay.
Or Toronto.
Okay.
Or Little Rock, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
You got to pick which one it is. Okay, Fred, we'll give him a minute to think that one over.
Lima, Ohio, John. It's Lima, Ohio. That is, if they're all pirates. Hey, here's something we haven't done in a long time we should probably get to right away. And that is our DX Change column. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just drop us a piece of paper with the items listed or whatever you want to have published to us here at the DX Audio Service. And what we'll do is we'll take care of it right away. Here's what we have on the DX Change column. For sale, ICOM R71A and matching speaker, $550. Sony ICF 2010 for $250. Palomar Loop broadcast band and low frequency with amplifier, $100. ARCOM AP4 active antenna for $40. Contact Mark Perlmutter, I believe it's spelled P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R, 10 Karen Circle, K-A-R-E-N, circle, number 18, Billerica, B-I-L-L-E-R-I-C-A, Massachusetts, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Zip code is 01821, and you can call Mark at one of these phone numbers, area code 617-667-8786, or area code 617-272-3000, extension 1473. For sale, a Panasonic RFB300. It's 4 years old. The meter light is out. Otherwise, it's in good condition. It includes custom jacks for car voltage and car antenna jack. It's $70. Panasonic RFB20, 2 years old. Excellent condition, $40. Sony SRF A100. Now, that's the last, in my opinion, good AM stereo radio ever made. It includes external speaker jack. It's 3 years old, excellent condition, $35. Sangean SG792, excellent condition, external power and earphone jacks, $20. All prices are firm, and plus UPS and packing. Contact J.E. Lewis at 1028 West 41 Place, number 3, Kansas City, Missouri, 64111. Phone calls to area code 816-931-5632, weekends anytime, or business during the days between 6:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and no collect calls will be accepted. Under the wanted category, the NRC FET Azimuth Loop Antenna. Contact Joseph Janta, J-A-N-A-T-A, at 2521 Street, Astoria, New York. Zip code is 11102. Finally, a real interesting item on the list. For sale, carts. If you work at a radio station and you're looking for some broadcast-style cartridges, over 140, all you got to do is make an offer, or we'll trade for a Commodore tape drive, or make that disk drive. And who do you contact? None other than yours truly, Fred Vobey, here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We got well over 140 broadcast carts. So you can contact me here at 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And that's our list on the DX Change column. here he is again, Mr. John Bowker, with a look at the travelogue. John?
Well, okay, Fred, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the July DX Audio Service travelogue. Let's see, I'm going to go into three very busy tapes. We have 1380, 1390, and 1400 tapes to get through this month, and there's a lot of good stuff on them, so I don't want to take up your time talking. I do want to acknowledge, though, a couple of tapes I've received this month. One from Marty Rimpaugh, and he's out in the Bay Area, and sent in some tasty updates to the San Francisco and environs stations out there. So, Marty, welcome to the contributions you have made to the DX Audio Service, if that's a welcome, I don't know. And I'd like to just point out, too, that just north of San Francisco lives Scott Johnson, and he's been doing a swell job getting some of the IDs around Eureka and environs there, too. So they've all been added to the DX Audio Service tapes as we go through them, and you'll hear them all on the second time through. That should start, as we've said, during 1989. So it's a lot of fun putting these together. What you're hearing this year, this go-around on these tapes, is simply the IDs that have been collected, butted back-to-back, and sometimes you hear the same station more than once on the tapes, and that's because after I have recorded a station on the frequency tape, I find maybe a better or a different ID from them a day or a week or a month or a year later, and I simply add it. So that explains why you hear the same station more than once on occasion. What do you say, though? We cut the chatter. I'll fill in anything I think is necessary at the end of each of these segments, the first segment being 1380 kilohertz for the July 1988 DX Audio Service. We're going to start in the Green Mountains of Vermont.
The best show in Rutland, WSYB.
NPR Naugatuck, Greater Waterbury's 14 NPR.
It's 8 o'clock exactly. All the zeros just went across my LED readout here. 8 o'clock, this is KLNI, Pearl City, Honolulu, and more Music to the Max right after the news.
And if you do it, there's at the very least a ticket in your future, and maybe worse, much worse.
This is the big station in the thumb, WPHM, Radio 1380, Port Huron.
Quarter, Florida State down by four, third and nine. They've got the ball at their own 21. McManus on the...
From last year, Jeffrey Osborne, You Should Be Mine, the woo-woo song, right here on 1380 AM, your ace of entertainment, WACB Katanning. Good afternoon, I'm Shirley Erb with WACB News at 4.
WBEL 1380 South Floyd, Illinois, Beloit, Wisconsin, serving the entire state line area. Here's news at 4.
An American pilot will be a free man. UPI Radio News, I'm Kate Murphy.
You're listening to WDAT Ormond Beach. It's 83 degrees at 4 o'clock.
NBC News, I'm Ann Taylor.
News One Radio, WNSI, St. Petersburg, Tampa.
You found someone to turn to. WLIZ, Lake Worth, Florida.
WNRI, Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
It's 9 o'clock.
The Sweet Charlie Babe. I'm in love with Sweet Charlie Babe. A couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. From KUDL, where the music is in Kansas City. And to prove it, here's Barry White.
KWK, y'all gifted and blacker than...
Trucking, 1130 KWK.
KWK, St. Louis.
WBBX, Kurt Gowdy Radio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. At the tone, it'll be 1 o'clock. ABC News Time.
You make me feel brand new.
Hi,
Coffee Family at 8:02 on WLRO for Wednesday evening in Lorain, Ohio. Lorain County's great radio station, WLRO.
WIZO Franklin.
At 1380 AM, 99.1 FM, this is Good News, Good Music Radio, WAWZ AM and FM, Zarephath, New Jersey.
Rollins Broadcasting, WAMS, Wilmington's Wells.
Country Ways, WAYZ, WAYZ FM, Waynesboro. Good morning, it's 9 o'clock.
Me, home of the Summit City Fest Concerts. It's 2 o'clock, and I'm Doug Steele. Bring it on, Heat Wave!
Along, everybody. You just heard Scores and Comments with Marty Brenneman. Follow the Cincinnati Reds all season long right here on WQHK.
WQHK, Fort Wayne.
And the impossible dream at 29 past the hour of 6 o'clock from WAOK, Atlanta.
WVIN, FM, and AM, Hammondsport of Bath, New York, and I have a very special...
You could win $1,000.
Is it Willie Nelson always on my mind?
And it's so easy.
Oh, yes. Well, we just had a new baby, and I sure can use the money.
And you could be next.
Oh, my goodness. I can't take care of my husband. I told him I thought it was my lucky day.
The $1,000 Song of the Day contest on Fort Wayne's official country music station, WQHK.
The news voice of the Central Coast. This is KTOM, AM and FM, Salinas, Monterey, Santa Cruz.
Now this update from ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
1380, CKLC, Kingston.
And we end the 1380 tape on an international note with what we would call in the United States a legal ID. He actually said the name of the city, Kingston, which is in Ontario. What, about halfway from Montreal to Toronto? Oh, approximately so. And let's see. Now, as I listen to the tape, they all seem to be reasonably clear. And if you have any questions, of course, you let Fred know or get in touch with me directly, whichever you want. And let's move right along with the 1390 tape for July 1988's DX Audio Service. We're going to start now in the nation's, not the breadbasket, but the sort of the center of the universe, state of Ohio. Now, you and I both know it isn't the center of the universe, but here in Lima, where Fred lives, we have to be very careful what we say about, you know. Okay, here we go.
You're listening to 1390 AM WOHP, Bell Fountain.
805, that's Post Office Box 5411, Long Beach 90805. It is 5 p.m. Stay tuned now for Evangelistic Faith Missions with music and the spoken word, and we urge you to write Evangelistic Faith Missions, Post Office.
WFMJ, Youngstown, Ohio.
NBC News. I'm Alan Walden.
K-F-M. L. Denver. Colorado.
It's 77 degrees at 98.7 WMZQ FM Washington and AM 1390 WMZQ Arlington with back-to-back country.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
GPI, Chicago.
AM 1390 on your dial.
This is WCAT in Orange, Massachusetts. ...49 degrees on Brookside Road. This is the 9 o'clock WCAT News. I'm Cliff Anderson.
This is WEAM, Arlington, Virginia.
This is WSTC in Stamford.
You're tuned to Eastern Suffolk's first radio station and still number one, WRIV, Riverhead, New York, serving you at 1390 on your AM dial. The preceding program was recorded earlier for broadcast at this.
Right now, 50 degrees in OK Country on a Barbara Mandrell weekend.
You're in tune with the radio voice of America's hometown, WPLN and WPLM-FM in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Let's go prowling.
All right.
WDOT, Burlington. It's 10 o'clock.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
Elena, stronger than ever, is moving again.
This is WVON.
Cicero.
WVON News.
With conflicts all around, this is the Get Away From It All station in Chicago. WNUS, Chicago.
Lion Country Radio.
WRSC, State Calling.
Frank Sinatra, the music of your life from WFBL Syracuse at 1390, the time 2 o'clock.
NBC News. I'm Neil Seavey.
7 o'clock at KSLM, Salem.
You know, I should have counted the number of different call signs we have at 1390 in the city of Chicago. I got up to 14 or 15 and lost track. And WNUS, what a beautiful set of call letters. But for a station where they say it's the get away from it all sound in Chicago, boy, I bet they, if they tried to sell their call letters to an all-news station, I trust they did. And anyway. Lots of money involved, I'm confident. Oh, and the FMJ commercial, yeah, the station break, the second one, the one you just heard a moment ago, where they go, WFMJ, Young, and then the NBC chimes take over. I sent that out to Jerry Starr. And Jerry, what's it been, 18, 20 months ago, I must have sent it out to you with sort of my tongue in cheek, saying that, you know, Youngstown does take up an awful lot of space on a letterhead and things. Maybe they were going to just change the name of the city to Young. And what Jerry pointed out, of course, very accurately, was that the computer control on the WFMJ studio must have been way out of whack. And I'm, it's so long ago, I don't want to misquote Jerry, but it was something like, as usual, he said. Of course, Jerry works for a station across town. You have to understand that. But I just thought you'd be amused to hear what happens when the computer takes over and the girls get cut off in the middle of the name of the city. And, of course, the real question then is that a legal ID or is it an unlegal ID? And we decided it was neither of those. It was simply incompetent. Let's move along with the 1400 tape on the DX Audio Service for July 1988.
And this album features work by Hubert Laws and Freddie Hubbard, among others. Bobby Hutcherson and Tim Weisberg. It's about a minute and a half in front of 4 o'clock. This is KRE in Berkeley, AM and FM.
You are listening to KUNA, Indio Thermal.
Es hora de dar a conocer las informaciones que hemos escogido de nuestro departamento de noticias. El teletipo de Radio Cuna recibe durante las 24 horas los más importantes acontecimientos del mundo entero.
The best in the country, AM 14, WAMQ, Loretto, Evansburg.
Much of the West is on fire. Forest fires burning now.
WKBI St. Mary's.
Jackson says go. Firefight on the wane. With Mutual News, I'm Bob Whitten in Washington.
KLBB St. Paul, Minneapolis, 8 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Chet Martin.
This is WKEW in Greensboro, North Carolina. It is 11 o'clock in the Gate City.
KBLX, AM and FM in Berkeley.
The sounds of the 40s, 50s, and 60s come alive on the weekends with Radio 14 WRJN, Racine on the Lake. From ABC News, I'm Bob Windsor.
WQVH Detroit, your community radio station.
You're spending the afternoon with Radio 1400 WGAP, Maryville, Tennessee. The time is 3 o'clock.
Buffalo's Hit Radio, 103 WPHD, FM and AM, Buffalo.
This is WTRR, Sanford.
You're listening to WHIH, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WGBG, Greensboro.
A service of ABC News.
WSIC, Statesville, North Carolina.
WHUV, Cookeville, Tennessee.
KXIV, the sound of Phoenix.
It's 3:30.
All hit music and you with John Hill.
WGLG, Burlington, Vermont.
WWIN, Baltimore.
WHMP and WHMP Stereo FM in Northampton.
WHMP.
The weather? You're looking at it.
The sound of spring.
From WIEL, 1400, Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
You and Don Nelson getting it together on WKWK, AM, FM, Wheeling.
It's 2 o'clock at WOND Pleasantville with Pete Stewart.
WOND Radio 140.
In Fall River, this is
WALE.
This is Mutual News, the top story.
14 Rock is WYSL Buffalo.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock with Mark Tanner from WDUZ Green Bay.
This is Steve Smith reporting for WSAM 14 Saginaw.
I'd like to tell you that this is WQXO FM AM Munising.
This is the music of your life, the classic hit sound of 1400 AM WHGB Harrisburg. 7 o'clock in the capital city. News is next, and we'll see you in 5 right after the news.
5 may be removed from the role of missing in Vietnam.
Break in 5 minutes for the late news from AP Radio. Then we'll be back at 8:05 with more of the music you remember. On the news voice of Broward, WFTL, Fort Lauderdale.
Serving the capital region since 1934, this is 1400 AM, WABY, Albany.
Good evening, I'm Karen DeWitt, WABY News.
Stay tuned now for Joe Castiglione and Red Sox Wrap-Up here on WTSL, Hanover, Lebanon, Whitehaven Junction.
We turn things back over to Mike Phillips for more of You're On The Air on WICK in Scranton.
In Harrisburg, WFBC.
It's 3 o'clock at the Big 14. Jim
Moore. This is WILI Willimatic.
More music on Keener 14.
WKNR, Battle Creek.
Some of the programs heard on WSJM and WSJM-FM St. Joseph Benton Harbor are mechanically or electronically reproduced.
WJLP Detroit.
From the Rideau to the Adirondacks, you're in tune with WSLB 1400 in Ogdensburg, New York. Expanded news is next, brought to you by the Ogdensburg Journal.
Hi, this is Joe Garagiola, and this is the place to be when NBC presents the Joe Garagiola Sports Show Weekday. And this is also the place for Boston Red Sox baseball, WTSL Hanover.
NBC Monitor News.
This is Berlin's own station, Radio 14, WBRL, Berlin.
Bill hits two, and the Rovers lead by four at 14-10. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here on WEST, AM 14 in Easton, Pennsylvania.
NBC for Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is WRAK, AM and FM.
At 1400 remind you, school is back in session. Use extra caution. This is WMAN Mansfield.
81 degrees.
From WLLH, Lawrence San Lo, this is news for the Merrimack Valley.
Well, that's what we have on the 1400 tape here at the DX Audio Service. A couple of comments. But did you catch that KXIV from Phoenix ID? That comes from 1974. Isn't that a terrific jingle? And the XIV, of course, is Roman numerals for 14, Radio 14, 1400. Thought that was kind of good. Let's see, there was another ID right around KXIV that was remarkable. But I've re-queued that cassette while I was talking to you here. And this fellow in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, I don't think I've ever heard a W with four syllables, but did you catch the way he said W-R-A-K? See if it comes out four syllables to you, too.
This is W-R-A-K, AM and FM.
I think it does. Well, Fred, that's about all. That was a long one, so I won't extend it even further. But, of course, once again, we encourage anyone living in areas that don't seem to be covered by the DX Audio Services travelogue to send in a cassette to me. And or to you, either one, doesn't matter. And we'll add it to the master list, and when we start going through this again next year, meaning from 550 up to 1600, we'll be able to get everybody's IDs that have come in since we started this. Now, I don't know exactly when we did start the travelogue. Fred, maybe you have it. My records go back to January of 87, and by then we were already up around 700 or so. So yeah, we obviously did this and started this in 1986, so it takes a couple of years to go through all the frequencies at the pace we do. Ta-ta, everyone. See you next month on the August DX Audio Service.
Make the most of violent magic. Hear it clear across the bay. From Catalina, we've got musical things to say. Santa Barbara, San Diego, from the desert to the sea. Listen to Channel Radio, KBIG.
As I said, we're a little bit out of sync, so on side two of this cassette, we'll hear from Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column. We'll also have Phil Wayne in with a look at Market Scope for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We also have some more news and notes and some letters from you, the membership of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Whole lot more for you on side two of this cassette, the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1988. See you on side two.
KBIG Catalina, 26 miles across the sea.
Oh, in case you're wondering, John, the call sign is KBIG. The city of license is Catalina. And the 26 miles across the sea
is the distance a DXer must walk in order to get a verification from them. Think about it. Trivia and a whole lot more on side two of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for July 1988.